Methodist ministry is itinerant, which means that we are stationed in a certain place for 5 years or some variation of number of years, and then we move on. It's part of our calling, so I'm on to pastures new.
When you look back at your time here in Newquay and that almost 8 years, what will you take away from being here?
I'll take away a huge amount of wisdom from people I've engaged with, from older people who feel they haven't got much to offer, from the people who come to church and think that they don't know enough about the Bible to engage with God, from all the people in Newquay who support their community for whatever reason. And I will take away lessons learned about how to support people well.
We're sat in the Oasis in Pargola Road, which is in this incredible new building. How would you describe it? And looking back at the journey to getting to this point and this wonderful building, how do you feel about it?
So this building is the culmination of a vision that the Methodists in Newquay started years ago, much before I arrived. And they were clear that what they wanted was not just a place of worship, but somewhere that they could serve their community, where people could come and feel welcomed and accepted. And that's what this place is for. There is a worshipping community based here, but it's more than that. It's about being active for the betterment of our community and to serve our community.
What are you going to miss about Newquay?
I think I'll miss a lot of the characters that I've engaged with, a lot of the individuals who I've had the honour of accompanying on some of their life journey. I'll miss the engagement of all different sorts of people in the community. I served the police station as chaplain for a while and have complete respect for our police officers, the town councillors who give so much of their time, all the organisations that offer different things. Newquay is really quite special.
Talk about your time and how you came to actually being a minister.
I didn't come to faith until I was 30, and it was quite a surprise to me and to everyone who knew me. And then I sort of dabbled in faith for a while, just sort of going to services, house groups and things, but not really what I would call engaging on a real discipleship journey. And then when I was working somewhere that I really hated, I realised I wanted to try and get fulfilment from my faith, which is one of the things that faith offers us. And I asked my husband if it was all right with him if I became a local preacher, which is a Methodist option. And he said, yes, it was okay, so long as I didn't become a vicar. Mm. And then I was in a circuit and a new minister arrived and he said to me that he'd heard I was interested in going into ministry. I hadn't said that or particularly thought it, but he planted the seed and I candidated for ministry, which is quite a long process, quite a hard process. And it gets tested on the way. So if it's not meant to be, things don't fall into place. And then I trained at Theological College and bish, bash, bosh, I became a minister.
As you look back on Newquay and you leave it behind, is there anything you'd like to say to the people here?
What I really want to say to people, whether they believe in God or not, is really to stop and think and open your mind to different types of churches. Different churches have different theologies, different ways of being. They are not wrong, but there'll be one that suits you better than others. There are places where you can feel completely welcome as you are. And for those people who say, oh, I don't believe in a God who ... finish the sentence, I would say for most of us Christians, we probably don't believe in that God either. So if you were to say to me, I don't believe in a God who condemns homosexuality, for example, I would say that I don't believe in that God either. I believe in a God who loves us exactly as we are. If you were to say, I don't believe in a God who sends illnesses to children, I don't believe in that God either. There's a very complicated conversation about what I do believe, but it's not that I believe in a God that people perceive to be judgmental or negative or sending bad things. If you're intrigued by that, then have a conversation with somebody in a church.